Welcome to your guided visualization on setting an intention. And we're going to start this visualization with just a brief description of what an intention is in the context of the belief into action process. And basically, what an intention is in this context is we are going to be visualizing a future moment in time. And in this future moment in time that we're going to visualize, you have already attained the things that you want. And to get the most out of it, and really for this to have the most effect, you want to understand that the things we want, in other words, going back to those core desires that we've talked about, are really states. We desire more freedom, more fulfillment, more love, more belonging, et cetera, et cetera. So we are definitely going to be envisioning a future moment in which the things that you are wanting to have happened, whatever those are, have already come to pass. But we're going to be focusing on how it feels to be in this future moment. The brain accesses memories constantly in order to make sense of what's happening and in order to most accurately predict what's going to happen next. So, in a sense, what we are doing is creating an artificial memory. And why would we do that? Well, the reason that we would do that is because when the brain accesses memories, it's not just accessing images, it's accessing the memory of how it felt to be in a particular moment in time. And the brain anchors those feelings, be they good or bad, positive or negative, to whatever is going on. And this is how the brain learns, and it's how the brain associates certain situations with a positive or a negative connotation. And that helps us to avoid certain behaviors and situations and to go toward other ones. And if there are situations that we have experienced in the past that made us feel unsafe or in which things went wrong for us, it's very important for the brain to be able to access those memories at the appropriate time when a similar situation comes along. So, what that does is it conditions the mind and the nervous system to respond to different kinds of stimuli and different kinds of situations in predictable patterns. In other words, the mind and the nervous system become habituated or conditioned to responding in certain ways to certain kinds of things, right? So, when a memory is accessed, and you think about, for example, public speaking, and you have a memory of public speaking, and it was scary and it didn't go very well, and you felt really stressed and full of anxiety. When you are preparing to do some public speaking in the immediate future, more than likely your nervous system is going to remind you of all of those uncomfortable feelings. You're going to start feeling them as if they are happening all over again. So, coming back to why we work with intention in the way that we do, and the way that we are basically creating an artificial memory, we want to basically habituate the mind and the nervous system to a new set of experiences. And we want to associate those states, feelings, and experiences with the things that we want having been accomplished, right? So it's an interesting way to reverse this mechanism, and it allows the mind and the nervous system to begin to habituate to a new set of states associated with certain mental images. So it's a very interesting way to work with the subconscious, and it works quite effectively. And it's not particularly mysterious why it works the way that it does. It's just that we are taking the wheel of a system that is already in place. And we have to not only, do this vividly one time, but in order to really get the most out of setting an intention, you want to actually do it pretty consistently on a daily basis for a period of time. So that's what we're going to be working with together here. And obviously, we're just going to be doing it once together. And then you will be very much encouraged to use this again, repeat it, do it as much as you can, because the more that you do it, the more you are habituating new set points. on an emotional level, on a physiological level, and on a psychological level, and associating those new set points with what you want so that it feels like less of a stretch and more within the range of what your mind and body consider to be part of the repertoire. And the moral of the story here is if you are already consistently accessing those states, that attaining or achieving those things is going to allow you to have more freedom, more fun, more of a sense of belonging, more fulfillment. If you're already experiencing that on a consistent basis because you are habituating yourself to it intentionally, you are that much closer to being able to find your way, find opportunities, find possibilities that are basically in tune with these spaces that you're already starting to operate from. You're welcome to reach out to me if you would like more resources on how this impacts the neurochemistry and the reciprocal processes between thought patterns and physiological states and how all of this works. So let's go ahead and jump into the guided visualization. And the reason that this is audio rather than a video is I'm going to go ahead and ask you to close your eyes. So, for those of you who are familiar with guided visualization, this will probably be no surprise that we're going to be closing our eyes. It's going to allow you to drop down into more of a subconscious space and just be able to focus on what we're doing more readily rather than getting distracted by things around you. If you're not familiar with it, then you're in for a treat. This is a lot of fun, and I expect that you are going to enjoy this quite a bit. I do ask that you come in with an open mind. The more open-minded you can be to this process, the more likely you are to get a lot out of it. And so I just encourage you to settle into the process and just enjoy and see what happens. So, what we're going to do here is we're going to go ahead and close our eyes. And we're going to take three deep breaths in through the nose and out through the mouth. Nice deep breaths in through the nose. Nice and slowly out through the mouth. One more nice, deep, full breath in through the nose and out. And now continuing to breathe naturally, but deeply, allowing your nervous system to just really settle in. Experience a state of deep calm and relaxation. And as you're just kind of settling in, letting your shoulders drop and relaxing your back and your neck, letting everything just kind of release, let down and relax, continuing to breathe deeply but naturally. We're going to begin the visualization. So, what I want you to do is clear your mind as much as you can of any thoughts about the day, any distractions. Any of those things that might just be sort of humming in the background, see if you can just let all of that go for just a few minutes here with me and totally clear your mind. Continuing to breathe deeply, letting everything drift away, just settling into a nice, deep, calming space. What I want to do is just allow your mind to expand ever so gently. Just like melting Honey. Very gently expanding outward. And whatever the belief is that you are wanting to bring into the world, into your life more fully, and whatever the choice is that you've made in service to this belief, I want you to just very gently and gradually allow your mind to just totally let go. Very gradually find your way into a real future moment in time in which this belief has come fully into your life. Whatever this is that you believe about yourself, about your life, this has truly come to fruition in your real life. Whatever the choice is, within this process that you've made in service to this belief, that has also come to pass. Whatever it is you've chosen to bring more of into your life, or chosen to do, or have, has already come to pass. So, as you are continuing to breathe, letting your mind relax, and finding your way very gently and gradually into this real moment in time in which all of this has already happened. You are now on the other side of all of those wonderful things that you were hoping to bring into your life, whatever that is for you, with this belief and this choice that you've made. It's already happened. You're on the other side of it, and now you get to just fully enjoy and savor the wonderful states, the wonderful desires that have been fulfilled and brought to fruition. So I want you to start by just focusing on how your body feels in this real future moment in time. Allowing the knowledge that you have already accomplished this choice fully, that you have already brought this belief fully into your life and taken action on it and made it real. Knowing that all of that has already happened in this future moment, just allowing everything to settle in, allowing your body to be filled with the wonderful feelings and sensations that you now get to enjoy. Just feeling that. Notice how your heart feels. Notice how your body feels in general. Do you feel light?
How does your stomach feel? Your arms and legs. Your lungs. Just doing a quick scan. And it can be helpful to speak this out loud to really engage your body. The speaking helps make it more real. So I want you to, when you're ready, go ahead and speak out loud how your body feels right now. Go ahead. All right. So, staying with all these feelings and sensations that you now get to enjoy, having come to the other side of all of these wonderful things that you've brought into your life, I want you to focus now on your emotions. What emotions do you notice arising within you in this real moment in time? How do you feel? Go ahead and answer this out loud whenever you're ready. Wonderful. And if you still notice any hesitation, trepidation, fear, tightness, anything like that, that's absolutely fine and absolutely normal. But I do want to invite you to really lean into this process right now here with me, because this is for you. Really lean into what would it feel like if all of this had already taken place? Give yourself that gift. That is the pot of gold at the end of the rainbow, is how you get to feel emotionally and physically, the states that you now get to enjoy in this moment. Savor it, soak it in. Let yourself have it. And as you're just enjoying these feelings and sensations, I now want us to go a level deeper. That's right, we're going to go even deeper with this. So, from within this real future moment in time, in which all of this has already happened, has already been accomplished or attained, or come into your life in just the ways you desired. I want you to now, while keeping your eyes closed in whatever space you're in, I would like you to open your eyes in that future moment in time. So, again, keeping your eyes closed here in this moment, opening your eyes in that future moment. Deeply dropping down into the subconscious now, opening your eyes in that future moment in time. The first thing that you notice. What do you see around you? Go ahead and say it out loud whenever you're ready. What do you see around you in this future moment in time? I want you to try to get as specific as you can. If you're outside, What do you see? Do you see people? Do you see trees? If you're inside, do you see furniture? Wherever you are in this future moment, I want you to get as specific and concrete as you possibly can, as if you are actually there. 100% actually there. Like a crystal clear, vivid memory from your life. It hasn't happened yet, but it's going to. It's real. It's a real future moment. Where are you? Staying present with how you feel emotionally and physiologically, continuing to just absorb the wonderful feelings of being in this moment and savor those. Go ahead and say anything else that you notice in your environment. Now, if there are people around you, I want to ask you to do something. If not, that's fine. But I want to ask you to do something if there's anyone around you. See if you can hear their voices. And if there's no one around you, I want you to see if you can notice any other sounds that are present for you in this future moment in time. So we're listening for sounds, especially human voices, if there are any. Really listen now, dropping as deeply as we can, deeper into the subconscious mind. What do you hear around you? Go ahead and say this out loud whenever you're ready. Good job. So you're now pretty well grounded in this future moment. I now want you to notice if you can feel anything. Are you seated? And if you're seated, what are you sitting on? If it's a chair, how does the chair feel? If your back is against a chair or a couch, noticing as vividly as possible how that feels against your back, against your arms. If you're standing, noticing how your feet feel on the ground or the floor. Or if you're sitting, for that matter, how do your feet feel? Every single bit of tactile sensation that you can become aware of, I want you to really see if you can focus on the physical sensations on your skin and on your body in this future moment. What do you notice? All right, and the final one, and this is usually the hardest one to access. But for those who can, it's incredibly rewarding. I want you to see if you can notice, if you can smell anything in this future moment in time. Now, smell is one of the most direct gateways to memory. So if you can find something that you can actually smell in this future moment, it is going to greatly assist you in anchoring this in your mind as you repeat it in the future. So, see if there's anything you can smell, even if it's very subtle. Is there any food cooking? If you're outside, do you smell the grass or the trees or just the air? If you're inside of a house or a building of some kind, see if you can smell the air inside of the building. anything you can smell. Really, really see if you can find it. If you can't find any smells, that's okay. Probably only about half of the people that I do this with the first time can smell something. But if you can, well done, because that is very, very helpful in anchoring this in your mind. So, whatever you've got going for you, now I want us to just really allow all of this to settle in and just really inhabit this future moment in time in a three-dimensional, 360 degree sort of way. All of your senses have been incorporated. Anything that you can tune into, just allow it to really dilate now into a full-on sensory experience, as well as all of those emotions, those wonderful feelings and states. And just let all of this wash over you and settle into you. Really be there as much as you possibly can in this future moment. Just enjoy it. Go ahead and take a few more moments with your future moment in time. Really being there completely. All right, and the final part of this process is we want to bring this moment that we're so steeped in right now into direct contact with this present moment here with me in this audio recording. So, imagining that you could very gently but firmly draw this future moment and this present moment together in your mind, so they are sitting directly adjacent from one another, pushed up against each other, right next to each other. And allow all of these feelings and sensations to just bleed through into this present moment. Let the two moments merge within you experientially. Another image that I'll sometimes use is imagine that there is a wormhole in time and space that directly connects these two moments in time, and that you can actually reach your arm through this portal in space and time and touch your future self. And by osmosis, allow all of those wonderful feelings and sensations and states to just pour into you in this moment with me right now. Allow them to fill you and infuse you and radiate through you in every molecule of your body. And again, what I'm going to say is allow yourself to have this. You are the gatekeeper right now. Staying with this future moment and all of its vividness, soak it up. Let yourself have it. This is what you truly want. It's to feel like this. So surrender everything that's telling you you can't have it. Let all of that go. Allow all these feelings to be completely saturated and absorbed so that they radiate through you in every cell of your body, right here and right now, completely. And what I now want you to do, while this future moment is still fresh in your mind, is we're going to come out of this visualization, and this is extremely important. So I really, really encourage you to do this. I want you to take notes in as much detail as possible on this future moment. What do you see, hear, feel? What do you smell? Even what do you taste? And most importantly, how do you feel both physically and emotionally? What are your overall sensations and states? So, in just a moment, we're going to come out of this, and then I want you to immediately take notes on every detail of this so that you can repeat this process on your own as often as you want. So, staying with all of this as vividly as possible for just a few more moments. We're going to come out of this in just a second here. All right, so we're going to go ahead and take three deep breaths in through the nose and out through the mouth, nice and slow and even and deep. Here we go. All right, one more nice deep breath in through the nose and out through the mouth. And when you're ready, you can go ahead and open your eyes. Take your time. And I want you to now, while this is fresh in your mind, go ahead and immediately write down absolutely everything that you can remember about your future moment. And when you do this on your own going forward, all you have to do is spend about 30 seconds to a minute. You're welcome to spend as long as you want, but truly, spending even half a minute or a minute on this once a day or a few times a day is going to be sufficient to do this wonderful process of anchoring and habituating all of these new things in your nervous system. So I'm going to sign off now. Go ahead and write all of this down in as much detail as you can. Well done.